From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry wraps up a visit to Geneva. Kerry said the United States and its partners are discussing several proposals to stop the violence in Syria.
Both sides, the opposition and the regime, have contributed to this chaos. And we are working over these next hours intensely in order to try to restore the cessation of hostilities.
News agencies quoted U.S. officials who requested anonymity as saying the United States is considering mapping out safe zones that would provide refuge for civilians and members of the moderate opposition. Arab media are reporting more violence in Syria's largest city, Aleppo. Edward Uranian reports.
Shelling and airstrikes pummeled targets on government and rebel sides of Syria's largest city, Aleppo, for the 11th day since a two-month-old ceasefire agreement began to break down. Syrian state TV, quoting medical sources, reported six civilians were killed and 40 wounded in government-held western districts of Aleppo after rebel militias fired rockets, mortars, and artillery. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
There was a tense calm Monday in Baghdad. Protesters who stormed the international zone on Saturday largely toned down their demonstration and drifted out to celebrate a Shiite religious festival. Protest leader Muqtada al-Sadr vowed he would return Friday to call for either a change in the government or new elections. Most of the country's lawmakers fled the area over the weekend when his followers charged into the parliament building. This is VOA News. For the first time in decades, a U.S. cruise ship has docked in Havana, opening another chapter in revived U.S.-Cuban relations. The Carnival Cruise Line's Adonia and its 700 passengers left the port of Miami on Sunday. The Adonia will sail to Havana twice a month. The activist group Greenpeace has leaked classified documents about the trade agreement being negotiated by the United States with the European Union. Greenpeace says the documents show corporate interests are being given preference over environmental and consumer safety concerns. The activist group released the documents in Berlin. Jurgo Riss is the Greenpeace European Unit Director.
So the prospect of having a final agreement that is between bad and worse is not an encouraging one. And that's why we believe also that a public debate is absolutely urgently necessary on whether these negotiations are still going in the right direction.
The United States did not immediately react, but EU Trade Commissioner Cecilia Malmström said, quoting, "Many of today's alarmist headlines are a storm in a teacup," end of quote. She said, "The details in the leaked documents reflect each side's negotiating position, nothing else." Here's the latest from the U.S. presidential campaign. U.S. Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump says the United States cannot, quoting now, "continue to allow China to rape our country."
When China doesn't want to fix the problem in North Korea, we say, sorry, folks, you got to fix the problem. Because we can't continue to allow China to rape our country, and that's what they're doing.
Trump has repeatedly framed the trade deficit between the two countries as China taking advantage of the U.S., saying his skills as a deal maker will ease the imbalance. Tuesday's primary election in Indiana is seen as a key contest in the race to become the Republican nominee for the November election. Multiple polls have Trump leading Texas Senator Ted Cruz. In the Democratic race, the latest polls give former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton a small lead in Indiana over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom says religious liberty across the globe has sharply declined over the last year. The commission said the authoritarian governments throughout the world are jailing prisoners of conscience, most often Christians and Muslims, for practicing their religious beliefs. It said there is an increase in prejudice against Jews and Muslims in Europe. South Korea has warned its citizens to take extra precautions due to the threat of abduction by North Korea. The foreign ministry issued the alert in response to last month's group defection of 13 North Koreans. 12 Korean women were working at a state-owned restaurant in eastern China when they defected with their manager. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.